Hong Kong's richest man lectures protesters to love China. By Francis Martel on August 16, 2019. Hong Kong's wealthiest man, Li Ka-shing, bought multiple front-page newspaper ads Friday encouraging protesters to love China and love the rule of law. The 91-year-old also apparently paid a man known as the French Spider-Man to unfurl a large red banner showing a unified Chinese Communist and Hong Kong flag and two hands shaking. Li's front-page ads used cryptic language to discourage Hong Kong residents from protesting against the repressive communist state, as they have been doing by the millions since early June. The ad featured the Chinese character for the word violence crossed out by a red circle in the message. "The best intentions can bring the worst results, seize the anger with love," according to a translation by the Hong Kong Free Press, HKFP. "Love China, love Hong Kong, love oneself, love freedom, love empathy, love rule of law," the ads read. Another version of the ad alluded to a Tang Dynasty poem, reading, "The melon of Wantai cannot bear the picking again," the South China Morning Post translated. In the poem, a Tang Dynasty crown prince warns that picking too much fruit off of a healthy melon tree can kill it. Li appears to be warning that Hong Kong protesters demanding too much freedom from the Communist Party may end up killing off Hong Kong entirely. On the same day that Li published the ads, Alan Robert, a famous skyscraper climber, hoisted a flag over Li's Cheung Kong Center building showing the Communist Party flag united with a bohinia flower in the center of the Hong Kong flag and red and yellow hands in a handshake. Hong Kong issued a one-year ban on Robert's extreme climbing almost exactly 1 year ago Friday. Li, a businessman that has flourished in the two decades of Chinese rule over the city, issued a statement following the publication of the ads which appeared intended to make him seem neutral and simply asking for peace. He clearly faulted the peaceful protest movement for violence on the streets of the city, instigated by undercover police officers and pro-China mobs, and lectured the protesters. "We need to cherish ourselves, our identity as a Chinese and a Hong Kong citizen, just as we treasure freedom, empathy and rule of law," Li's statement read. "Up to 90% of people aged 18 to 29, and 71% of respondents generally, said they were not proud of possessing Chinese citizenship." The Communist Party has turned to prominent individuals like Li and Chinese celebrities to engage in propaganda against the protests. This week, several popular Chinese rappers, some of whom have faced career consequences in the past for being perceived as deviating from the wishes of the state, began sharing an internet meme on social media created by the People's Daily, the official newspaper of the Communist Party of China. "I support Hong Kong police, you can hit me," the meme reads in Chinese, followed by a sentence in English, "What a shame for Hong Kong." Liu Yifei, a Chinese-American actress tapped to play Hua Mulan in the eponymous live-action Disney movie, also shared the meme, leading to the People's Daily publishing a defensive piece Friday claiming that complying with Beijing was a bold move that has led to criticism. Hong Kong's protest movement erupted in early June in response to an attempt by pro-China lawmakers to pass a law that would allow the Communist Party to extradite anyone in the city if deemed to have violated Chinese law. "Chinese law is not valid in Hong Kong as per the One Country, Two Systems rule, which bars both China from imposing its totalitarianism and Hong Kong from declaring sovereignty." Hong Kong police responded to the peaceful protests with disproportionate violence, attacking protesters using tear gas and beanbag projectiles, among other anti-riot equipment. Police used so much tear gas to repress protests this month that journalists testified to coughing blood. This past weekend, police disguised as protesters violently beat and arrested peaceful protesters, caught on video shooting a beanbag into a woman's eye and shattering her face, and shoving another compliant protester into a pool of his own blood. In response, the protest movement has issued five demands: a full withdrawal of the original extradition bill, freedom for political prisoners, an apology from the government for calling the June 12th peaceful march a riot, direct election of lawmakers, and an independent inquiry into police brutality. On Friday, Hong Kong police issued a statement confirming at least 748 arrests since the movement began in June. Chinese Communist Party dictator Xi Jinping has yet to issue a statement on the matter. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.